Caught You by Wearing Tearing, read by X-Men Hater. It is autumn in the mating grounds of Phoenix Mountain. Are you ready, Ossian? Cheng Yanli asks as she wipes a fleck of dirt off Wei Wuxian's nose. Yes, Shitzia. Wei Wuxian has been ready since the first time he participated in the mating run. He'd been 18 and eager to outsmart any alpha who tried to catch and claim him. That was 7 years ago, and at 25, Wei Wuxian is still an unmated Omega. Do you think any of these fuddy-duddies will be smart enough to catch me this time? Qiang Yanli gives him a sweet smile and rests her hands on her growing baby bump. Wei Wuxian can still hardly believe that his Shitzia has mated and expecting a child, even more so when he thinks of the absolute embarrassment of having Zhen Zixuan declare his feelings to Qiang Yanli before last year's run had even started and he had had a chance to claim her. At least they're happy together and excited about having a baby. Wei Wuxian himself can't wait to meet his niece or nephew.
You better take care of yourself,
Jiang Cheng warns him in between making sure his hair is securely tied up. He's also running again this year, much to his chagrin, and hoping to find an Omega to claim. Wei Wuxian doubts he'll find someone. Jiang Cheng is known to be picky, and no one ever meets his standards.
Gu Su Lan is participating this year.
Lan Chan is running? Wei Wuxian asks in what sounds almost like a gasp.
Can't you see them riding in?
Tiang Cheng tilts his chin down the vast mountain square. Wei Wuxian turns on his heels and almost gasps again before grinning wide. He recognizes Lang Wangji's expressionless face as he sits atop a snowy horse, leading the Gusulan sect formation. Se Wu Jun used to have that honor, but since his mating to Qi Feng Jun, he's been riding with the Qinghe Nie sect. Wei Wuxian is moving before he can stop himself. He grabs one of the flowers he'd been hiding in his sleeve and runs to the front of the first row so he can see Lang Wangji better. The female cultivators at his side who aren't participating in the run giggle through their fans and make space for him.
Hong Guanjun,
Wei Wuxian yells, and when Lang Wangji's head snaps up to him, throws his flower. Lang Wangji raises his hand and catches the flower by its stem. His eyes shimmer when he stares at it before directing his gaze to Wei Wuxian and pinning him in place.
Wei Ying, he says, and the tips of his ears turn red.
Wei Wuxian grins. How he missed Lang Wangji. They haven't properly seen each other since they were 15, before they even presented, and Wei Wuxian was sent off to the cloud recesses to study. Wei Wuxian remembers those days of bothering Lang Wangji until he snapped with much fondness. It was one of the best times of his life. They have caught glimpses of each other at a few discussion conferences before, and it was during one of them that Wei Wuxian caught the distinct scent, mixed with sandalwood, that marked Lang Wangji as an alpha. Even so, Wei Wuxian has never seen Lang Wangji at a mating run. Gu Su Lan had strict rules about their disciples participating. They must not do so before the age of 25, and only after they've learned to control their basic instincts. Se Wu Jun himself had only participated for the first time a few years ago and was lucky enough to be caught and claimed by Qi Feng Jun. It seems like it is Lang Wangji's turn to run now.
Good luck today, Wei Wuxian shouts after him. I'll see you at the starting line.
Lang Wangji gives him a nod and holds the flower close to his chest. He only starts riding again when Se Wu Jun, a few ways ahead of them on the path, waves at Lang Wangji. A spark of excitement blooms in Wei Wuxian's chest. Alphas in previous runs have not been worth Wei Wuxian's time. He prides himself on his intelligence and demands his alpha to be just as smart as him. Every run, Wei Wuxian creates some traps and a few false trails, and not a single alpha has managed to get through them, find him, and claim him yet. Maybe Lang Wangji will be different.
Come back here, you idiot!
Tiang Cheng shoulders his way through the female cultivators and grabs Wei Wuxian by the back of his robe.
Who do you think you are leaving Xiexia like that?
I wanted to see Lan Chan, Wei Wuxian pouts. Is Xiexia mad at me?
Tiang Cheng rolls his eyes.
She's Xiexia. You're going to apologize to her anyway before we head down. The run's about to start.
Wei Wuxian apologizes to Qiang Yanli, who laughs at him and pats the top of his head before leaning against Zhen Zixuan's side and wishing him and Tiang Cheng luck on their runs. Zhen Zixuan barely offers them a nod, too busy wrapping an arm around Qiang Yanli's shoulders and staring down at her like a fool in love.
Let's go,
Tiang Cheng says, and Wei Wuxian lets himself be dragged down the tower steps into the starting line.
Wei Xiong, Wei Wuxian smiles. Nie Xiong, are you running this year?
Nie Huaisong snorts and hides his cheeky smile behind his fan.
Daga doesn't think I'm ready.
You're 25 years old, Tiang Cheng scoffs.
Chi Feng Zun doesn't think, huh?
Wei Wuxian narrows his eyes and fights back a smile. If Nie Huaisong isn't running again, it's because he doesn't want to, and not because Chi Feng Zun has a problem with it.
Nie Huaisong winks at him and lowers his fan. I wanted to wish you both good luck, he says, and then bows.
Wei Wuxian slaps him on the shoulder.
Thank you. Chiang Cheng will need it.
Shut up,
Chiang Cheng rumbles.
You're the one with impossible standards.
Wei Wuxian pats his brother on the cheek.
Of course, I'm the problem here.
Tiang Cheng bats his hand away.
I'm glad you recognize it.
Before they can start seriously fighting, a bell tolls. It's the warning for runners to take their positions, so Wei Wuxian waves goodbye to Nie Huaisong and wishes Tiang Cheng good luck. He joins the other Omegas and starts going through his stretches. He doesn't want to get a cramp halfway through the run. Omegas are the first to run, with Alphas following a little later. They are given a head start so the chase is a better one. Alphas usually like a challenge, and Omegas will not mate with someone they deem unworthy of them. Wei Wuxian catches sight of Long Wangji, standing apart from the other Alphas, and smirks. It is a second before Long Wangji turns his gaze to Wei Wuxian, as if aware Wei Wuxian is looking at him. Wei Wuxian waves, unable to help himself, and his smirk turns into a laugh when Long Wangji glares at him.
This is going to be so much fun.
Wei Wuxian still has a smile on his face when another bell tolls and he takes off running. He picks the darker path that leads to the mountain. The thick trees will help hide his shadow, and the mud-covered ground will be good to cover his scent. Wei Wuxian makes sure to rub himself against a few trees before taking an abrupt turn the other way. He also grabs the extra hair ribbon he keeps in his sleeve and throws it over a tree branch in the opposite path he's taking. The traps he sets aren't meant to hurt, but to hinder, and he smiles at the thought of an alpha falling into a hole in the ground as he carefully covers it with leaves. They'll scent him around here, and if they are smart, realize where the trap is. If not, well, then they weren't good enough for Wei Wuxian anyway. Another bell tolls, which means alphas are officially free to run and see if they can find a mate. Wei Wuxian creates a few other false trails and traps before he finds a good spot to rest, deep into the mountain. A thick tree trunk partially blocks the path in front of him. From behind it, hidden from view, grows a branch just as thick. It's sturdy enough to hold Wei Wuxian's weight, so he sets up a small array around the trunk of the tree. It serves as a warning system if someone comes too close, and settles down to take a little nap. Wei Wuxian snaps awake half an hour later when the talisman inside his robe starts glowing hot. This means someone is on his trail. Wei Wuxian is frozen for a second. That has never happened before. He's always spent his runs taking a nap on a branch, and after the final bell tolls, running back to the square. No alpha has ever come close enough to his real scent trail to make his talisman glow. Yet there is no mistaking that glow now. Wei Wuxian jumps off his branch, heart racing, and runs deeper into the path, knowing the thick tree trunk blocking half of it will give him a little advantage. He zigzags through the trees as fast as his feet will take him, and breathes a sigh of relief when he sees a small body of water in between trees. He throws himself in it, eyes screwing shut at the freezing temperatures, but wades through the water before coming out on the other side. That'll hide his scent for a while longer, and whoever's chasing him will have trouble figuring out where he's going. A howl cuts through the mountain, and Wei Wuxian curses and changes directions. That means someone near him has been claimed, and Wei Wuxian doesn't want to stumble across anyone else's mating, especially if that someone happens to be Tiang Cheng. The abrupt change means Wei Wuxian is now running downwind. Whoever is after him will be able to follow his scent more easily.
Where's a mud puddle when you need one?
Wei Wuxian curses softly. He unties his outer robe and slips it off his shoulders, throwing it somewhere to his left. Maybe this alpha will get confused and follow the wrong trail. Not that Wei Wuxian really believes that. Whoever is after him, they're good. Maybe almost good enough. Another howl, and Wei Wuxian curses again. Another change of path, and Wei Wuxian catches a flash of white from the corner of his eye, and the faint hint of sandalwood fills his nose. It almost stops him in his tracks, but a second later Wei Wuxian is running even faster, and this time with a smile on his face. The path he's on opens to another small clearing. Wei Wuxian doesn't try to run through it. Instead, he picks one of the trees that grows there and climbs it. He's almost far enough away from the ground to be safe when a hand wraps around his ankle. Wei Wuxian grins and lets himself tip backwards. There's a huff of breath from the alpha when Wei Wuxian crashes on top of him, but strong arms wrap themselves tightly around Wei Wuxian's waist. They fall to the ground in a tangle of limbs, and Wei Wuxian doesn't miss this chance to flip them around so his alpha is on his back and Wei Wuxian is straddling his hips. Long Wangji's hair is a mess of leaves and twigs, his cheeks are flushed and his forehead ribbon is crooked. The smugness shining in his eyes lets Wei Wuxian know he's rather pleased with himself, though, as does the way his hands tighten on Wei Wuxian's hips. The smell of sandalwood fills Wei Wuxian's senses and makes his heart skip a beat. Hongguan Jun, it seems that you've caught me.
Wei Ying,
Long Wangji murmurs, the corner of his lips twitching slightly up.
You let me catch you.
Wei Wuxian laughs and leans down so their foreheads press together. Long Wangji smells delicious this close, and Wei Wuxian kind of wants to roll around in his scent.
After all the trouble you went through to catch me, you deserve a reward.
Long Wangji's eyes go half-lidded at that, and his scent grows stronger, more pleased.
You made it difficult.
Did the powerful Hongguan Jun fall victim to one of my traps? Wei Wuxian teases.
False trail.
Long Wangji lets go of Wei Wuxian long enough to grab something from his sleeve. Wei Wuxian's red hair ribbon wraps around his fingers.
Then I learned.
And you found me,
Wei Wuxian beams. He takes his ribbon from Long Wangji and loops it around Long Wangji's wrist twice before tying the ends together in a pretty knot.
You can keep this one.
The words are barely out of Wei Wuxian's mouth before he's being flipped on his back, and Long Wangji is above him, forehead ribbon gone. Wei Wuxian bites down on his bottom lip when Long Wangji ties his forehead ribbon around Wei Wuxian's wrist, the white fabric with clouds on it, a nice contrast against Wei Wuxian's skin.
Wei Ying.
Long Wangji lowers his head until his breath ghosts over Wei Wuxian's parted lips.
Can I keep you?
Lanar Gaga,
Wei Wuxian laughs softly.
I thought you'd never ask.
And then he kisses Long Wangji. His first kiss. It is not a soft kiss by any means. It is deep and hot and intense. The exact kind of kiss Wei Wuxian would expect from Long Wangji if he'd admitted to himself before now that that was something he wanted. And Wei Wuxian is happy he waited for him. He can't help but moan when Long Wangji nips at his bottom lip and then tongues away the hurt before licking his way into Wei Wuxian's mouth again. Wei Wuxian can't get enough of it. Long Wangji's taste, his scent, his touch, everything about him screams, mine, alpha, mate, to Wei Wuxian. He can't believe it took him until this stupid run for him to realize what Long Wangji means to him. Mine, alpha, mate. Wei Wuxian can feel the growing heat beneath his skin. He's made his choice and his body agrees with it. An Omega never goes through the run well in heat, the same way an Alpha is never in rut. But finding a worthy mate starts their cycle since that is needed for the claiming and bonding to happen. There is no one worthier than Long Wangji. Long Wangji breaks the kiss, takes a deep breath, and shudders. Wei Wuxian knows his scent is sweeter than before, signaling the start of his heat. The same way he can recognize the beginning of Long Wangji's rut. It makes Wei Wuxian nuzzle Long Wangji's cheek, mark him with this scent so everyone knows who Long Wangji belongs to.
Lanchan, Lanchan, you smell so good,
Wei Wuxian murmurs.
Like you're mine.
It's Wei Wuxian's turn to shudder when Long Wangji growls, low and from deep within his chest, right before he captures Wei Wuxian's lips in a kiss again. It's not a sound Wei Wuxian thought Long Wangji capable of. He loves it anyway, how unrestrained Long Wangji is with him, with his sharp kisses and eager hands. Wei Wuxian falls into the kiss, wrapping his arms around Long Wangji's shoulders and his legs around Long Wangji's waist, pulling him closer so he can kiss him harder.
I am,
Long Wangji whispers in between kisses, a sweet promise that Wei Wuxian almost misses.
I am yours, and you're mine.
Lan Chan,
Wei Wuxian whines, hands tugging at the collar of Long Wangji's robes.
I need you naked.
Long Wangji doesn't waste any time getting them out of their robes. Wei Wuxian whines again, this time in relief, when Long Wangji settles in between his legs, bare skin pressing against Wei Wuxian's own. A cry breaks past Wei Wuxian's lips when Lang Wangji's hardness bumps against his cock and he rolls his hips, looking for friction. Lang Wangji doesn't give it to him. Instead, he holds Wei Wuxian's hips to the ground and keeps him pinned there while he nips and bites at his collarbones and chest.
No biting, no biting,
Wei Wuxian squirms, nails digging into Lang Wangji's shoulders. Never mind that Lang Wangji will have to bite him to claim him as his mate. Lang Wangji mouths at the curve of Wei Wuxian's neck until he reaches his pulse point and the spot just over where the mating bite should go. There, he sucks a bruise, the pain making Wei Wuxian groan.
No biting? Lang Wangji asks.
Wei Wuxian can't see him, but he knows Lang Wangji is smiling.
Why are you torturing your poor mate like this? Who would have thought Hong Guanjun was this mean?
Lang Wangji nips at the spot and Wei Wuxian whimpers. He can feel himself growing wet already, eager for Lang Wangji's knot, and he knows he won't be able to take much more of this kind of teasing. So Wei Wuxian bares his neck to his alpha and spreads his legs, pulling Lang Wangji close to him as the sweetness of his heat surrounds them and says,
You can bite me, Lanarguga, but only after you're inside of me.
Lang Wangji doesn't need to be told twice. Wei Wuxian gasps when Lang Wangji reaches a hand between them, fingers finding Wei Wuxian's most sensitive spot. Wei Wuxian is open and wet for his alpha already, and Lang Wangji finds no resistance when he presses a finger inside of Wei Wuxian's hole. It's not enough. Wei Wuxian flucks back into Lang Wangji's touch and begs for more, groaning when Lang Wangji gives him another finger.
Lan Chan, please, I need more.
Lang Wangji kisses his chin, his cheeks, the bridge of his nose. He kisses Wei Wuxian's open mouth and down his chest, his nipples, the cut of his hip bone. He kisses Wei Wuxian's leaking cock, pre-cum staining his lips, and then kisses the insides of Wei Wuxian's thighs. Yet it's the touch of Lang Wangji's tongue over his hole that sends Wei Wuxian flying. Wei Wuxian comes untouched, spilling over his own stomach, when Lang Wangji starts to eat him out. His skin is on fire, muscles trembling, and he can't catch his breath. He's never felt this much pleasure all in one go, all at the hands of his alpha, and he's not sure his body can take it. At the same time, he still craves more. He wants Lang Wangji's cock instead of his tongue, his knot tying them together, his bite sealing their mating bond.
I'll take care of you,
Lang Wangji promises, mouth pressed to the inside of Wei Wuxian's thigh. A bite over the soft skin follows before Lang Wangji is moving to Wei Wuxian's stomach, cleaning up the mess Wei Wuxian made. Wei Wuxian whimpers and pulls Lang Wangji back to him, kissing him as hard as he can. He can taste himself on Lang Wangji's tongue, can smell his slick on Lang Wangji's skin, and the knowledge that Lang Wangji is his sends a rush of possessiveness through him that is so strong that Wei Wuxian can't, and doesn't really want to, restrain himself. With a quick move, Wei Wuxian flips them over so Lang Wangji is under him and Wei Wuxian is straddling him again. Wei Wuxian bends over to catch Lang Wangji's lips in a kiss, pulling him forward until Lang Wangji is sitting up and has his arms wrapped around Wei Wuxian's waist.
You're mine, Wei Wuxian says in between biting kisses. I can't believe you're mine. My alpha, mine.
Lang Wangji growls against Wei Wuxian's mouth and kisses him back, hands gripping him so tight he's sure to leave bruises. Wei Wuxian loves the thought of being marked like this by Lang Wangji. He'll treasure every bruise his alpha gives him.
Wei Ying, want you?
Lang Wangji murmurs, mouthing Wei Wuxian's neck, teeth sharp against his skin.
I want you too,
Wei Wuxian gasps and rolls his hips against Lang Wangji's. He lets out a low moan when he feels Lang Wangji's cock against his cheeks, catching on his slick rim, and then whines at the thought of Lang Wangji inside of him.
Come on, Alpha, let them know I'm yours.
Lang Wangji pulls back to stare at Wei Wuxian for a beat before he tilts his head back and howls. Wei Wuxian laughs at the sound, so unlike his mate, and braces one hand on Lang Wangji's shoulder while the other reaches for his mate's cock. Together, they guide his cock to Wei Wuxian's hole, and Wei Wuxian can't help the little whimpers that leave his lips at the first press of it inside of him. He's so big, and Wei Wuxian feels so full, and he loves every bit of it.
So good, my Wei Ying,
Lang Wangji praises him with sweet words and soft kisses,
taking all of me.
Wei Wuxian lets out a little choked-up sound and kisses Lang Wangji so he'll shut up.
Wei Wuxian's heart can't take him saying things like that.
He also starts to move, slowly at first since Long Longji is so big, and Wei Wuxian's never done this before, but soon enough he finds a rhythm that works for him. Every roll of Long Longji's hips makes Wei Wuxian see stars. He's surrounded by his mate, wrapped up in him, and he never wants to let go. He must say that out loud because Long Longji tightens his hold on him, holding Wei Wuxian as he fucks him, and his mouth finds the side of Wei Wuxian's neck again.
Do it, Hong Guanjun. Long Longji, Lan Chan, my Lanar Guga.
Wei Wuxian begs, almost blind with pleasure. He can feel Long Longji's knot growing every time Long Longji thrusts into him, so close to tying them together. He needs it. He needs his mate. He needs this to be real.
Please, please, Alpha, bite me.
As Wei Wuxian is going to learn, Long Longji rarely finds it within himself to deny his mate. Long Longji bites Wei Wuxian at the same time he comes, not tying them together. Wei Wuxian comes untouched again, this time to the fullness of Long Longji's knot inside of him, and the sharpness of Long Longji's teeth in his neck. He can feel the mating bond snap into place, their energies mixing together, the certainty in his heart that Long Longji is the one for him. All that is left is for Wei Wuxian to bite him back. Long Longji grunts when Wei Wuxian's mouth closes over his neck and stakes his own claim. The taste of Long Longji's blood on his tongue makes Wei Wuxian come again, pleasure crashing through him as he clenches desperately around Long Longji's knot. He slumps against Long Longji's chest when he's done, lapping at the bite mark on Long Longji's neck until it stops bleeding.
That's gonna scar,
Wei Wuxian murmurs and kisses the edge of Long Longji's jaw.
Mating bites always do,
Long Longji reminds him. He's rubbing a hand up and down Wei Wuxian's back, marking him even further with his scent. The bond pulses between them, warm and bright, and Wei Wuxian can feel Long Longji's happiness and love run through it. It makes Wei Wuxian's heart skip a beat. He burrows closer to Long Longji and tucks his head in the space between his neck and shoulder.
Wake me up when it's time to go. This poor Omega is very tired.
Long Longji agrees and presses a kiss to Wei Wuxian's temple. When Wei Wuxian wakes up some time later, it is to the absence of Long Longji's knot inside of him, and no cum or blood staining his skin. He's sore and clean and bruised all over, and he's never felt better. The bond is still there, settled like a ball of light inside of his chest, and when he tugs on it, he can feel an answer tug from Long Longji.
Wei Ying, Long Longji says,
the low tone of his voice putting a smile on Wei Wuxian's face. Love and amusement run through the bond. Wei Wuxian lifts his head from its place on Long Longji's chest.
Lan Chan, thank you for cleaning me up.
Of course.
But I'm not thanking you for waking up without your knot. That was very rude of you.
The tips of Long Longji's ears turn red, and the bond seems to squirm in response.
Shameless.
A shameless mate. That's what you get for being so good all the time.
Wei Wuxian kisses the corner of Long Longji's mouth.
Did you ever think you'd end up claiming someone like me?
Not someone like you, no,
Long Longji says, and Wei Wuxian's stomach drops so fast that Long Longji is quick to add,
you, on the other hand.
Lan Chan?
Wei Wuxian blushes so hard his face feels like it's on fire. There's that flicker of amusement again through the bond that only makes things worse. Long Longji is teasing him.
I can't believe you.
Did you not know the first time we saw each other again after we presented?
Wei Wuxian frowns and thinks back to the Qinghe Nie sect discussion conference a few years ago. Seiwu Jun and Shifeng Zun had just made it and completed their bows, and the cultivation world was, for once, at peace. Wei Wuxian had been excited to attend because he knew Long Longji was bound to be there for his older brother, and he knew he'd get a chance to see him. And see him he did before the main banquet. He still remembers the first hint of Long Longji's scent, so familiar and yet so different from their cloud recesses days, and letting his nose guide him through the halls until he found Long Longji. The image of Long Longji turning around to stare at him, the surprise in his eyes, the deep breath he took.
You knew,
Wei Wuxian points an accusing finger at his mate.
You knew you were mine.
You didn't,
Long Longji raises an eyebrow at him. Wei Wuxian smacks himself on the forehead.
I'm the stupidest man alive.
Long Longji sighs.
Wei Ying.
I just thought you smelled really, really good,
Wei Wuxian continues, and tries to ignore the flash of pure smugness and pride that runs through the bond.
And that I was noticing because I hadn't seen you in so long.
Wang Wangji blinks. You are smart about other things.
Wei Wuxian sputters and then settles into a pout.
You should be praising me, not telling jokes.
Long Wangji smiles a little, that soft and small smile that is only for Wei Wuxian.
Wei Ying is the best, he says quietly, gently moving them so they're side by side, and he can kiss Wei Wuxian's cheeks. Wei Ying is the most beautiful. Wei Ying is mine.
Wei Wuxian thinks he's going to die.
I think I'm going to die,
Wei Wuxian says in a trembling voice.
You're not, Long Wangji tells him and kisses him on the lips.
Wei Wuxian melts into the kiss, content to be in his alpha's arms. There's no hurry to it this time, no urgency fueled by heat. The mating bite and bond have settled their cycles for the time being, and they can just enjoy themselves. That enjoyment is cut short when they hear the distant sound of a bell. They break apart and stare at each other.
It's time to go, huh? Wei Wuxian asks.
Long Wangji answers with a sweet and chaste kiss to Wei Wuxian's mouth. They get dressed together. Their robes are a mess of mud and dirt and a little bit of blood, and the fabric smells like they're mating. Wei Wuxian helps Long Wangji get the leaves and twigs out of his hair, while Long Wangji smooths the knots out of Wei Wuxian's. They walk hand in hand back to the square, Wei Wuxian bouncing on his feet out of sheer excitement, while Long Wangji's quiet happiness echoes through the bond. Qiang Yanli is the first one to see them break through the square. She lets out a squeal of happiness that has Sun Jishuan jump in place, and then she almost bowls him over on her rush to leave the tower. Wei Wuxian grins and glances at Long Wangji.
Shixia approves.
Long Wangji only nods, but Wei Wuxian knows how pleased and relieved he is to know that. The bond tells it all. Sei Wu Jun and Qi Feng Zun reach them first, both with small smiles on their faces. Wei Wuxian still thinks it's a bit weird to see Nie Mingjue smiling, but now that he's bonded, he understands why happiness like that would shine on Nie Mingjue's face. Wei Wuxian has been bonded to Long Wangji for 2 hours, and he can barely contain himself from screaming in joy.
Wangji, Lan Xichen says. Young Master Wei, congratulations.
Brother,
Long Wangji tilts his head down, but everyone can see the pride in his eyes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sei Wujun.
Wei Wuxian swings his and Long Wangji's hands in between them.
I promise I'll take very good care of Lan Chan.
Lan Xichen lets out a very small laugh.
I don't doubt it. And you may call me Xichen. We are family now, after all.
Wei Wuxian smiles even wider, if possible.
Family?
A pulse of joy through the bond as Long Wangji squeezes his hand and says,
Family.
Wangji,
Nie Mingjue starts, turning his gaze to Long Wangji. They stare at each other for a few seconds, a silent conversation passing through them, before Nie Mingjue grins and says,
I'm glad. Congratulations to you both.
Wei Wuxian has no idea what's just happened, but he thanks Nie Mingjue for his well wishes all the same.
Wei Xiong!
Nie Huaisang breaks through the crowd and waves at them, skidding to a stop at his brother's side.
I see you found someone worthy.
Wei Wuxian puffs up his chest at the same time Long Wangji silently preens.
I did. My Lan Chan is the best.
Wei Ying,
Long Wangji murmurs. The tips of his ears are red and the bond pulses with happiness.
You are the best.
Lan Chan?
Wei Wuxian blushes and hides his face against Long Wangji's shoulder, taking in the mix of their scents.
Don't say things like that.
Nie Huaisang laughs.
Wei Xiong can't handle being flirted with? Who would have thought?
Shut up,
Wei Wuxian sticks his tongue out at Nie Huaisang. Nie Huaisang sticks his tongue back. Nie Mingjue sighs.
Children?
Nie Huaisang's spine straightens.
Sorry, Daga, he says with a smile.
Qiang Yanli chooses that moment to get to them. She's smiling just as wide as Wei Wuxian as she waddles up to them, while Jin Zixuan hovers by her side and asks her to slow down.
Asian, second young master Lan!
Qiang Yanli greets them, clasping her hands to her chest so she won't reach out and touch them.
Oh, I'm so happy you two found each other.
Thank you, Shixia,
Wei Wuxian says, and despite himself, starts tearing up a little.
I'm happy my Lan Chan found me too.
Madam Jiang, Long Wangji bows and says, echoing Wei Wuxian's promise to Lan Xichen, I will take very good care of Wei Ying.
Lan Chan, Wei Wuxian protests, cheeks flushed red.
Cheng Yanli smiles.
I'm sure you will.
And you?
Wei Wuxian turns to glare at Jin Zixuan.
Aren't you going to congratulate me?
Jin Zixuan rolls his eyes.
Congratulations. Now you're somebody else's problem.
Wei Wuxian gasps.
Shuxia, your husband's being rude to me.
You were rude to me first,
he throws back.
Boys,
Cheng Yanli says in a tone that immediately has Wei Wuxian lowering his head in shame.
Behave.
Sorry, Shuxia, Wei Wuxian mumbles. I'm sorry,
Jin Zixuan says and presses a kiss to Cheng Yanli's temple. Wei Wuxian pretends to gag.
Has anyone seen A Cheng?
Cheng Yanli asks, changing the subject.
I believe he's still making his way back, Lan Xichen replies.
They all turn their heads to the edge of the square, and not a second later witness Tiang Cheng stumbling through it with a scowl on his face, and no one beside him. Wei Wuxian sighs and leans against Long Wangji's side.
We're never going to find him a mate, are we?
He'll find someone,
Jiang Yanli says, and Nie Huaisong nods.
Tiang Cheng has a complicated expression on his face when he catches sight of them. His scowl deepens when he sees Wei Wuxian and Long Wangji holding hands.
Jiang Cheng, look who caught me,
Wei Wuxian says, gesturing at Long Wangji.
Of course he fucking caught you,
Jiang Cheng mutters under his breath, and then says louder.
Congratulations, I guess.
Thank you,
Wei Wuxian accepts it.
Your time will come soon.
Jiang Cheng's jaw clenches and he doesn't say anything.
Why didn't you claim anyone?
Nie Huaisong asks. Jiang Cheng shrugs.
Everyone smelled wrong, not like paint and sweat and silk.
Everyone goes still, but not as much as Nie Mingjue, who seems to be frozen in place. They all know someone whose scent is like that, and that person is standing right there with them.
Nie Huaisong smiles. Maybe they're right in front of you.
Jiang Cheng snorts.
Doubt it.
Nie Mingjue narrows his eyes and opens his mouth to speak, but he's stopped by Lan Xichen's hand on his arm. Wei Wuxian slowly turns back to Long Wangji.
I take back what I said about being the stupidest man alive.
Long Wangji hums and looks at Jiang Cheng with what Wei Wuxian can recognize as pity. Jiang Cheng glares.
What does that mean?
Well,
Jiang Yanli interrupts what is sure to become a fight, her eyes going from Jiang Cheng to Nie Huaisong and back again.
We should let ASEAN and his mate get changed,
she says.
I need to sit down and we still have wedding matters to discuss.
Wei Wuxian starts tearing up again when he sees the tears in Jiang Yanli's eyes when mentioning wedding matters. Despite having a bond, the mating is only considered official after the three bows are done and the tea is poured. Weddings don't usually happen right after the run, but families are encouraged to start planning them as soon as they can.
We'll come with you. We have much to discuss, Lan Xichen hooks an arm through Nie Mingjue's and practically drags him away from Nie Huaisong's side. Huaisong, I'm sure you can accompany sect leader Qiang towards one of the changing tents as well. He will not,
Nie Mingjue tries to argue, but is stopped by Lan Xichen smacking a kiss to his lips right then and there. By the time Nie Mingjue is recovered, Lan Xichen has already dragged them away. Jiang Cheng frowns at their retreating backs and then turns to Nie Huaisong.
Why would I need your help with that? I know where the tents are.
Nie Huaisong sighs and grabs Jiang Cheng by the sleeve.
You're an unmated alpha. Someone might try to snatch you on the way there. Me? What about you? You're an unmated omega. What if someone tries to snatch you away?
Jiang Cheng argues and takes Nie Huaisong by the arm as they walk. He glares suspiciously at anyone who crosses their path or walks too closely to Nie Huaisong. Wei Wuxian watches him go.
My brother is an idiot.
Long Wangji agrees. Wei Wuxian laughs and throws his arms around Long Wangji's shoulders.
Lan Chan, alone at last.
There are people around us, Long Wangji reminds him.
Then whisk me away to one of the empty bathing rooms, Alpha,
Wei Wuxian grins.
I need you to help me wash my hair.
Long Wangji kisses him once, chaste and sweet, right on the lips. Then he grabs Wei Wuxian by the backs of his thighs and lifts him up, carrying him away while Wei Wuxian laughs.
Wei Wuxian gets his help washing his hair and then helps Long Wangji clean the dirt stains on his skin. He also gets Long Wangji's cock in his mouth after they're done, sucking him off until his mate comes so hard he accidentally breaks the tub. 4 months later, they get married. Dressed in red, Long Wangji is the most beautiful man Wei Wuxian's ever seen. He even cries a little, not that he'll admit it, and Long Wangji kisses his tears away. When they make their way to the wedding bed, Wei Wuxian turns to Long Wangji with a smile and says, "Catch me," right before he takes off running. Wei Wuxian laughs when Long Wangji's arms wrap themselves around his waist and they tumble into bed. Long Wangji caught him, like Wei Wuxian always knew he would, and between them their bond is warm and solid and echoing their love. The end.